Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
We've spent over 10 years on air, shaping a generation of action motorsports, and now we're changing the game again. The best motorsports, the best action sports, and the best of pop culture with some epic guests thrown in. I am Jim Beaver, and this is the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki. Hold on tight. The misadventure is just getting started. All right, all right. We are back here on the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. Second week in a row, we're back in the saddle here nationally. Thanks to all of you tuning in across the country and internationally. Man, thank you, thank you. Great to have the show back here on Sports Byline. And, man, this is going to be a fun show today. A big, long interview taking most of the hour with my good friend Antron Brown. Yes, NHRA champ. I'm headed to the Mint 400 to do live stream and television and that. I went, why not? Let's do a throwback with my boy Antron Brown. Because he raced with me at the Mint along with Steve Torrance. So, there you go. You got Antron Brown. So this was an interview that it's never aired anywhere. Unheard. You're getting a fresh interview. I interviewed Antron back about a month and a half ago, I believe. So I've been sitting on this one to air it nationally. So obviously NHRA getting ready to fire up, and Antron, the reigning champion. So definitely wanted to get him on, and I thought it was fitting to finally air this interview because the Mint 400's this week, and Antron and I. I think first time I met Antron was at Pomona. I'd interviewed him prior, but first time we actually met in person was in Pomona right before he and Steve Torrance came to do Star Car. We had to do a few social media hits, some stuff like that at the NHRA event. And then fast forward, we are, where we are now. But, Antron, always fun, coming off a massive year last year. He's definitely the guy with a target on his back this year. And it's going to be fun to catch up with him and air this interview because I love him. One of my favorite guys to interview ever on this show. He always brings it, always entertaining, and just a solid human being. So we'll have Antron Brown right after this here on the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. Making the most of every moment can be demanding, which is why at Gentle Tire, we think you should demand more from your tires. For more than a century, we've made great all-around tires that always deliver the right combination of performance, durability, style, and value. Whether you're looking at the ultra-high-performance summer tires for your street rod or the best-in-class all-weather tire for your family crossover, Gentle Tire delivers for those who demand more from their tires. Find your fit at GentleTire.com. Gentle Tire, the official tire of the Jim Beaver Show. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90-degree flood to a 15-degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash-mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
General Tire offers a wide variety of options that are designed to deliver for whatever life brings your way. Whether you have a truck, car, or SUV, General Tire delivers for whatever you drive. From the long-lasting all-season Altimax RT43 to the aggressive all-terrain Grabber ATX, General Tire covers on-road performance, off-road capability, and durability. General Tire delivers. For more information, drive over to GeneralTire.com. General Tire, official tire of the Jim Beaver Show. When looking for a new wheel for your off-road vehicle, car, truck, or UTV, the choice is easy. You choose what the pros use. Rob McCachran, Keegan Kincaid, and myself, Jim Beaver, all exclusively use Vision Wheel, whether we're dominating Baja, taking the cup at Crannon, or shredding UTVs. Vision Wheel's trend-setting designs and durability will set you apart from the competition and your friends. Check out visionwheel.com or at Vision Wheel on social media to learn more.
Conditions off the pavement are always changing, so why settle for a light bar that just turns on and off? The Rigid Adapt is a revolutionary new light bar that will automatically select from 8 beam patterns that range from a widespread 90 degree flood to a 15 degree spot based on your vehicle's speed. Try that with your knockoff light bar. A dash mounted controller allows the user to toggle between adaptive mode, beam patterns, and RGBW accent lighting. With Adapt, it's easier than ever to own the night.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show. All right, welcome to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with my good friend Antron Brown, AB, man. I'm trying to think last time. I think we caught up at PRI a little bit, but I'm talking formally. You and I have talked on some other projects that we're going to be announcing here later on, I guess in the spring. So we're not even going to talk about that today. We got some big news coming out of AB, but I'm trying to think. I know on the show, I think it might have been right around the time you announced AB Motorsports, man.
I know, man. Jim, I can't believe how much time fly, man. I remember having a good time out there doing the Mint 400, man, and having a blast on it. And I got to get back to the dirt one day, man. I got to get back. I'm telling you. And I got my feet wet. I got my mouth salivating to get back out there again. Okay. But the coolest part for us, man, is that come a long way in this journey, man. From hire driver to winning championships, to winning team, to owning the team and actually winning championships, man. And wow, it's been incredible, brother. It's been incredible along the way.
And from,
man,
two just, wheels to four, dude, that you missed that whole section. You went from two to four. And
I didn't want to go way back. You know, you get somebody online and they go, "Hey, man, I want to start when I was 4 years old and I got my first dirt bike." I was trying to give the short version of it, man, but definitely the two wheel warrior deals and coming from moto. I think motocross was a great foundation for what got me to where I'm at, because I learned the hustle and bustle and what it took to dedicate yourself and get on a regimen. And that's why I have so much respect for those guys that race supercross and motocross, just the technique side of it and where they come from and how they ride a motorcycle like that's pretty amazing. And for me, coming from that to Top Fuel, I took all that same mindset and discipline into the craft that I do now, and it's catapulted me to where I'm at right now as a champ. So I'm just truly blessed, man, and to do it the way we did it, man. This year, Jim, I mean, any fan that was watching NHRA drag racing this year, if you were trying to bet on it, like play NHRA on the gambling deal, you weren't winning every weekend, because it was somebody different every weekend. Every weekend it was different riders, different racers, and Doug Coletta came out killing it. Langdon came out killing it. Justin Ashley was doing what he does all the time, and Clay Millick and Brittany, I mean, everybody, Steve Torrance. Brother, we were like, we just wanted to get in the winner's circle one time. You know what I mean? We were like, all right, what we got to do? We won three races the previous years, which was a good race amount to win per year, being how competitive the class is. And this year I told myself, if we're going to win a championship, you got to win six races this year. We got to go back to win at least six races. And we did that, man. The final in Pomona, we won our sixth race of the year. And that pretty much put the stamp on the championship for us, and that's what it took to get it done.
Well, and I think that's – honestly, this year was wild, and I think I look back over Top Fuel last couple of years, and there was a couple of years there where our boy Steve Torrance was just – he was dominant, man, and everybody was kind of playing catch-up, and I feel like everybody's caught up now and even surpassed where he was at, because this year, like you said, I mean, if you're a fan, every single weekend, you had no idea who was going to merge and be the front runner. I mean, you'd go through qualifying, and all of a sudden there'd be a different name at the top of the list. You're like, man, they brought their A game this weekend, and then the following weekend, it'd be somebody completely different, and it was a shakeup every single week, man.
It was, man, and the touch about Steve-O right there, man, and what he's done in that team has been super impressive over all those years, that span he did it in, because he did it when the class was really competitive. He dominated. It wasn't like he had any give-me's, you know what I mean? And to do what he did where they won four championships in a row, that was really, really special, and where really, really showed – where he really showed out is when he won all six countdown races in a row, man. He won every one of them. Like, he was like, here I am, fools, get some. You know what I mean? And I was looking at him like, that's pretty special. Like, the car was on point. He was on point. And now, like, this is the difference. Back then, even when I won my championships, the tough rounds, you get some tough rounds in the second round. If you qualify good, your first round, if you went out of track, you're going to win that round. Second round got a little tougher. Semis, you could. It's a monumental round, right? Get to the finals, always the final round, like it's as tough as it gets. Well, now, brother, you got that in qualifying. There's our races that you might not even qualify for, like at all, like not like Doug Coletta won a race. And then the U.S. National comes out and had five rounds of qualifying and did not make the show because it got hot. You only had like two night sessions to get in. And eight. And Allen is not shy, brother. When that, like, you saw what you saw Langdon did. That team is not shy. We only had two rounds of qualifying getting into Pomona. And we're like, oh, they're going to tame that down. They're going to just go down track to like a 72. No, Brian Houston came up and dropped the 75 and went to number one on the charts for the time, and then somebody bumped him down when it's 64. But those guys are not shy at all, man. And sometimes it gets you, man. I've been there, got us several times like that too before. And when you're looking at it now, to win a race, you have the special. Winning a race is like winning the championship inside of itself now. Like, you got to show up at every race. Qualify good, but not just qualify good, you have to race good, because every round is a final round, period. And everybody's doing their homework to be better. You just can't go up there and outrun somebody some more. Everybody's running the same. Now the driver's got to show up and be on this game and do the same thing every lap after lap. And that's what gets it done.
Well, and let's talk about something, because you're talking about how strong the competition is, and I've been, you know, obviously, you know, I've been friends with you for quite some time now, probably better part of a decade, and Steve and stuff like that. And I know I've really, since, you know, our friendship, really started watching NHRA, and I'm watching currently other forms of motorsport struggle with sponsors, teams dropping out. There's all kinds of struggles going on. And I feel like NHRA right now, you guys have an influx of teams coming in. The digital media is great. Attendance at the track is great. TV ratings are great. It's like, I feel like NHRA, as every other form of motorsports, is starting to have struggles. NHRA, man, you guys are, you know, boots on the ground, just full speed ahead. It's actually really remarkable what NHRA has been able to do right now.
Well, I think the biggest thing about our NHRA Mission Few Drag Racing Series is that we have a lot of stories to tell. You know what I mean? It's more than just winning. It's what all the drivers are doing on and off the racetrack, of course. And we have a lot of different characters at play. When you come over, you can see a driver or somebody or crew member that represents wherever you come from. You get what I mean? That's on my team in general. I got guys and gals from all over the place. Gal Elise, she's from up in Ohio near Sandusky, near Cedar Point. Then I got a cat on my team is Ryan. He's from down there near El Paso, Texas. And then I got Adrian that was on our team. That joker's from Jamaica. I'm like, it's like, he speaks on me. I'm like, well, Guaman, that means like, what's going on in Jamaican? Yeah. I said that to him. He goes, how you know that? I said, I went to school with a whole bunch of Jamaicans, man. They're on the track team. The jokers can run like me. You know what I mean? So I'm laughing and having fun. But the thing about it is our sport is so rich and diverse that it's pretty remarkable. And you have gals like Erica Enders, and you also have other people in our sport that race like my teammate, Angel Sampe, like world champions, 3-time, 6-time world champions that are females that are killing it. And you got upcoming for like Ida from overseas, a European world championship racer. We've got so many different characters. And now our sport is doing such a good job, especially being on the Fox network, of unfolding and telling those stories. And then you get to see them put the helmet on and go to battle. And you see it, and the cars are so close and so tight. Who's leaving on who? Who's doing what? What's happening? How are they making it happen? And that's what makes our sport so special. And you got Tony Stewart coming from NASCAR doing his thing. And his wife is a drag racer. You know what I mean? Leah. Like, Leah's out there doing her thing, man. And then she got pregnant. Then they had their son, Dominic. It's like, you're seeing all this stuff. Like,
it's a reality show, but in a good way.
You know? Like it's live. And then drag racing as a whole has been on that, Jim. You know what I mean? From the No Prep Kings to like Drag Illustrated, the 3-race pro mod series that I'm being a part of now, that's tying all the cultures of drag racing to race against each other with pro mods. I mean, you've got all this stuff happening, man. And I just love to be in it. It's a great time to be in drag racing, because it used to be really hot back in the 70s and 80s. And now it's got that vibe coming back again.
No doubt. It's definitely got that big vibe happening. And we're going to take a short commercial break here on the Gentle Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. We come back, we're going to dive into even deeper NHRA talk with my man, Antron Brown.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call, because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show. And welcome back here to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. Right now, we've got my good friend Antron Brown standing by. And Antron, let's talk a little bit about the influx of team owners. You know, obviously, you mentioned Tony Stewart. Nate, you know, Stuart Haas obviously shutting down out of, you know, on the stock car side of things. And now Tony, you know, jumping over here and you know, with an NHRA team. But you, AB Motorsports, and I know you had told me, you said one of the cool things, we talked about it, I think, before it was even public. And I said, well, how is things with Don Schumacher? And you go, great. He's actually pushing this because he realizes we need to expand. We need more team owners for the sport to grow, you know. And like, to me, that's what's crazy is new team owners, guys like you are stepping out from these, you know, let's put it this way. I mean, you were probably going to be a career guy at Don Schumacher Racing. Probably had a ride there as long as you wanted it. You broke apart, started your own thing. I mean, to me, that's what's crazy is you know, the business of NHRA is really good right now.
It is. And it's just like anything else. As long as you got the want to and you got the willingness to work. And the thing about it is any business owner goes through the same thing. If you own your own business, Jim, what you do, you know what it's like. You know what I mean? And all the business owners know what it's like. It's like you have a lot of responsibility because the buck stops at you. Mm-hmm. Like, it's always why you ain't got nothing going on. It's because of you. You want more customers? You got to advertise, or you got to get out there. You got to do more things. And for me, I've worked so hard through my whole career and helped so many different things and did so many different things for other different, like, you know, corporations and partners and sponsors, is that I was like, I was doing it for everybody else all the time. I said, why can't I do it for my guys and for me? Like, why can't we do this together? And that's what AB Motorsports was all about, was coming together and doing something that was very special. And what's very special is that I always go out and over deliver to any of our partners that are part of it. And I have a vision of doing something different. You know what I mean? I'm making everybody a part of it. And as we grow, everybody in my organization grows. They're all a part of it. And it's not me being the chief or this or being in charge. I never was like that. I want to put people in the right place and empower them with the right opportunity and let them soar. And if they soar and I can soar and everybody else in the organization soar, we all soar and we can all grow. And that's what it's all about, man. And creating more opportunity and making it happen, man, plain and simple. And that's my drive every day is what's next? What's next for me? So I'm like, all right, I want another team. Like, you got to put it out there. I want to find the right partner to partner up with us, and we want to get out there and have another top fuel car or a funny car in the stable. And that's our goal, and that's what we're working on right now. And Angel's is one of our main candidates, and then I know my son's coming up, Anson. He's going to try to get his feet wet, and I'm going to get him his A-fuel license this next year and try to get him in a few races. And I want to do some other things, too, like I want to develop that and grow it and maybe have a pro mod team that races full time on a race circuit or have, like, you know, I want to do some other things and grow and have fun doing it and embed myself in this racing because this is what I love to do.
Yeah, I'm going to put it out there for anybody for, you know, that's from Toyota listening in. We also need a Jim Beaver AB trophy truck team in the desert. So we're going to expand. We're going to expand, AB. We're just putting it out there in the air. So Toyota, if you're listening and you want a Tundra trophy truck, AB and I got you dialed in.
That's it. Hey, I can drive that too.
Yeah,
you can do it all.
Yeah, we'll make it. You know, let's talk a little bit about this year because you had some milestones. Obviously, fourth Top Fuel Championship. First, I want to talk about that. So you've won now as a team owner. How does that compare with the first one that you ever won? Obviously, you had one pro stock bike previously, but you know, first championship in Top Fuel, and then first championship in Top Fuel as a team owner. How do they compare?
Man, I tell you, it's one of those deals that gets you teary eyed, man. Yeah. Like you think about it, you know what I mean? And you think about it, and you go, it was a dream just for me to be an HRA, period, ride pro stock motorcycle. And everything else has been just extra topping on top, man. And to do it at Don Schumacher Racing and to bring those championships home, that was pretty special, man. Very, very, very special. And then to go off and peel off on our own, that's one thing that I wish that my grandma could have been here to see. My grandpa, the late and great Don Schumacher. I mean, they were a lot of people that were influential in my life to get me to where I'm at. And that's what was really, really special, man. Very, very, very special. So just got to look at that deal, man. And I think about it each and every time. But golly, man, it breaks me down. That's what makes it winning this championship so special, because I never knew I was going to even be here or even thought that I could be here. And to do it underneath our umbrella was very, very special, man. That was truly a blessing from the man above, man. And he always stayed first and steadfast in my life. And anything's possible when you have him at the forefront. And I'm living proof of that for sure, Jim.
Well, and I know, one of the other big things, 80th Wally. I mean, that's put you in some elite company, dude. I mean, I should have done enough research to know how many people have more, but I'm just, regardless, I mean, that's a huge amount of Wallys, buddy. I mean, that's some very elite company. I mean, how's that feel to have? I mean, 80 is a big number. It's a big number for anything.
I know it is. And you know what? You want to hear something even more crazier? I got about half the Wallys that John Force has. So that man is no joke, man. You get what I mean? Oh, he's like, good Lord. He's got that. He's going to have that scoring record for a long time. Like, you know how LeBron James has broke the scoring record? I don't know somebody going to break that John Force record, man, the way the competition is.
That's just, you got to stick around for a long time to do that. It's like LeBron to be at, it's a great comparison. That's really a great comparison because, you know, there's a lot of people that love LeBron, a lot of people that dislike LeBron for whatever reason. You know, you got the Jordan versus LeBron. And I'm like, you know, it's water under the bridge at this point. I'm like, dude, LeBron's age and the fact that he's doing what he's doing at such an elite level, most athletes, you know, by the time they're LeBron's age, they're falling off. Like, LeBron's not. I mean, you look what he did in the Olympics. That guy was just destroying everybody. And I look at John Force, and I mean, same thing. About the time you think John Force is over, he goes and gets another Wally, you know? You're like, where did that
come from? Brother. Hey, you know what it is? They don't quit. They have that attitude. And LeBron just been smart and took care of himself through his whole career. And that's why he looks like he looks. He's a monster on the court, brother. Yeah. He's going to – I mean, that Joker play for another 5 years if he wants to. Yeah. Like, I guarantee you could play like 5 years. He's going to start slowing down because he wants to. You know what I mean? But – that cat is still rolling, man. But for me, I don't know if I could ever race that long. I know one thing is that I say it every time. I'm not even 50 years old yet, so I'm not like I'm getting old yet. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I still got a ways. I got my counterparts in there that are racing. Some guys are racing in their 60s. They're 58, 59, 60 years old. Blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? I see a lot of people, if you stay in shape, they could be to 60, 65 years old. So if I have that, I still have a lot of racing left in me. But I could see myself racing for sure, without a doubt, for at least another 10 to 12 years, without a doubt. Yeah. And I could race strong for another 10 or 12 years, I feel.
Well, and I think you're, you know, obviously with AB Motorsports, you're building something. You talked about, you know, you got your son coming up, and I mean, that's got to be kind of a cool feeling to you know, see him, you know, start to put roots down and you know, in drag racing, and you know, get to be a part of his career as he comes up too. You know, that's got to be something kind of special.
It is. He's Anson watching him, man. I'll tell you what, that kid makes me so proud, and he's come a long way through all the different things that he does, and he's a heartfelt kid. He's very kind to a lot of people, and I tell you what, man, is that he's like, you know, when you see your son, you always want the best for him, and you push him. People don't understand me. Like, I'm hard. Like, people think, if you ask my kids, they'll tell you that they know that I love them. I don't yell at them, like, very, very seldomly. But at the end of the day, I always challenge them.
Yes.
And sometimes I challenge them too much. I don't put pressure on them. I just know what they are capable of, and I want to push them to their limits. Because if they get used to being pushed to their limits, they learn how to live there and how to operate at that level. And they'll put them on a different plateau. I mean, I just know that because that's how I was raised, and that's where I came from, and that's how I got to where I'm at. And I look at Anson every time, and the kid's got the ability. He's got the talent. He's smart. Man, he's doing great in college. He's been doing it all on his own. He's been managing himself. He's actually an old spirit caught in a young person's body. You know what I mean? And everything he's done on his own. I mean, the kid's made me so proud in so many different ways on how he took care of himself when he was young. My son used to be overweight. I never said nothing to him. Just let him do what he do. He's a kid. You know what I mean? And but I could tell a story where it's like life stories, man. And
hang tight, AB. Hold that thought. I really want to hear this story. But that being said, we do have to take a short commercial break. We come back. We got a little bit of a cliffhanger here with Antron Brown, but we are going to get that story. We're going to wrap up with AB and talk a little Men 400 right here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. Hang tight. You want to catch the rest of this episode.
If you missed something from today's show, you can find it now on iHeartRadio Talk. That's iHeartRadio.com/talk. A special news and update station you control. Follow us on iHeartRadio Talk and stay in touch 24/7.
Right now, Kohl's is giving away millions in instant Kohl's Cash in stores for free. Yep, that's right, because the Kohl's Cash Ultimate Giveaway is back. Hurry in to claim yours while supplies last. Plus, you can score 3 days of deals in store and online this weekend. So don't miss out. Head to your nearest Kohl's this Friday through Sunday before it's too late. Kohl's Cash Giveaway valid in store only, redeemable only that day. Some exclusions apply, not valid on Sephora at Kohl's while supplies last. Ends March 9th. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hi, I hear Staples can print it all for my business.
Oh, if you can think it, Staples can print it, and we'll beat any print quote.
Oh, great. I'm thinking new brochures and yard signs?
No problem.
I'm thinking calendars, t-shirts, and pens.
Totally.
I'm thinking Staples is the place for printing.
I thought you might think that.
Right now at Staples, get up to $250 off your print purchase. Ends 4/5, exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for offer details. Price match guarantee valid in-store and staples.com/print. Visit staples.com/pricematch for details.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Like what you're hearing? Do us a favor and head over to Apple Podcasts and rate, review, and subscribe to the General Tire Jim Beaver Show with Good Times by Kawasaki and never miss another show.
All right, Jim Beaver, we are here with AB on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. AB, you were just getting into a story about your son.
He was 14, 15 years old. He was, like, you know, my son had a heart condition that he had to overcome. A lot of people didn't know. And so he got out of breath really, really quick and easy because his heart beat it way too fast because it had an extra electrode in it. And then for him to overcome that, and then when he overcame that, he lost all the weight that he had on himself. And that joker lost over 150 pounds of weight. Man, he's down to 160 pounds. Wow. Like, he's down to like 150 some pounds. And the joker is like in shape, muscles. He's almost 6 foot tall, like 5'11 and a half. And he did all his own, man. And people go, man, you helped Anson out a lot, man. You did this. But I said, I didn't do nothing. He did that all on his own. And when you see somebody with that type of drive, I look at him, I said, Anson, you don't realize what you just done for yourself. There's nothing on this planet that can stop you from doing what you do, because you know how to get through adversity. You already done it. And I'm super proud. And he knows he doesn't hear from me much, but I love that joker to death. And I am super proud of him. I'm always in that era of pushing to get more.
I think we grew up in a different generation where, you know, it wasn't, you know, I was always told that, you know, my parents loved me and stuff like that, but it was also, there was expectations, you know what I mean? And they didn't let me slide, you know what I mean? And that was the thing where I was never allowed to slide. And I think, I don't want to play the old man card because it makes me sound really old, but I think you'll agree. Like, I don't know that some of this new generation coming up has been pushed like you and I were. And it wasn't, you know, I don't want to say it was tough love. It was just, we were just pushed. There was expectations, and we knew that we had to operate at a certain level, like you said, you know. And I just, you know, I think with your kid coming up and being, you know, grown up the way you were, and my daughter's the same way, I think, you know, they know there's expectations and they're going to be allowed to slide through life. So we better buck up and make stuff happen.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. Like, you got to show up, show out. And the thing about it is, it's like, you tell people all the time, it's like, hey, man, I know I got to work hard. I said, no, you absolutely have to work hard. That's not even in the vocabulary no more. That's a must no matter what you do. And I said, and two, what you got to do is you got to get yourself uncomfortable. You got to be comfortable with being uncomfortable in life. And if you start learning how to do that and cope with that, then that's when the changes really start to happen. Because a lot of people, they want to stay in their own comfort zone all the time. And to be great, to do something that other people can't do, or you want to be better than what you were before, just you being better than what you were before, you've got to get uncomfortable by doing different things to grow. And that's what people don't understand. And I tell them all the time, I said, man, if you keep on doing the same things and you're comfortable every day, you're just going to get the same result every day.
Yep.
You know, it might be a little bit better today because you might got one more extra done or two more extra done, or you might got two less extra done the next day. But if you want to get up there where you could do something double time, you got to figure out how to make double time work, and that becomes your new norm. You know what I mean? So then once you get used to that, you go, how do I do triple time? You know what I mean? So that's kind of my mindset all the time, is that as I get older, how can I be better every day? What opportunities out in front of me every day? What can I go get? And man, doing this business deal, we're just growing and we're doing different stuff and we're making new things. And we have a new business, Jim, like not just racing. We have fab. We have fab machining here. And as a new business we took over, we do water jet and CNC, some CNC stuff. And water jet, we make all kind of brackets, mounts, engine plates, rear end plates. We do all kind of stuff here, man. And we took it over and we got a crew back there, a two-man crew back there running it. And it feels good to put our same mindset that we use in racing into a business and see what we could do with it. And right now we're just on the starting line, brother. Yeah. The light just turned green and we're going to see how fast we could turn this thing up.
And I laugh because you and I have such the same mindset where, you know, a lot of us are, I think you and I have been friends because a lot of similarities, but I laugh because it's like, you know, you've never met a lazy race car driver. And I say that because everybody goes, what do you mean? And they go, oh, you're like, I get asked, you know, going to PRI show, what are you doing there? I said, making sure I got a job next year. And everybody laughs. I go, no, making sure I got a job next year. I go, you and I both, we're on year-to-year contracts, buddy, even though we own our own stuff. Like, we got sponsors to make happy. We got to hustle. I'm like, to live the lifestyle we do, people don't realize there is no guarantees at all, ever.
You got to produce. You got to produce. It ain't like out of sight, out of mind.
Yep.
I tell people that all the time. You want to do something special, you got to be out there to make the special things happen. And that's what we do in racing, man. That's one thing that we do well at AB Motorsports. We take care of all of our partners, but we become a part of their business. And that's the key element. Like, people want to know about sponsorship. Sponsorship 101 right now on the Jim Beaver Show right here. 101 on sponsorship, right? If you want a sponsor, for one, it's not about putting a sticker on your vehicle. And it's not about just doing social media. Social media is a big key to it now.
Yep.
But you've got to find out the direction that that corporation's going in. And once you find out what they're trying to do, you got to make yourself a vehicle that can help them get there. And once you figure that out, then once you get a part of that and you become that vehicle, then you got to figure out how to change and service that vehicle so the tires never fall off. Because you want to keep on being that vehicle so they don't go somewhere else. So that is the key element each and every time. And whatever you say you're going to do, just imagine you're going to do that and add and double time it, like we were just talking about, because that's what's going to keep you. Don't do just what you say you're going to do. Over-deliver and overshoot and give them more than what they pay for, and they're going to come back each and every time. Yeah. Trust me.
I call it the adapt or die mentality. And I go every year, you know, it's like I haven't raced a car in 2 years. And I have kept all of my same financial sponsors that I had. And I haven't raced a car in 2 years because in our industry and off-road, it shifted to an extent where they were like, hey, we need more lifestyle content. We need you to go out. We need you to go on trails. We need you to prove our products in a recreational place, stuff like that, you know? So I had to step away for 2 years from what I love, still doing what I love, but it's in a different, you know, but it's, that's what they needed at the time. And now we're already working on a new race car and things like that. But it was like I had to shift for a couple of years, you know, and you're constantly, you're moving and you're shifting. What do you need? One of my favorite stories about you is, and I actually use this a lot when I'm speaking to young, you know, I do a lot of kind of coaching and speaking, and I go, my boy Antron, I go, he's perfect. I go, because I said, when he got the deal with Matco, I said, you went to Matco school. You went to what the guys with tool trucks do, and you said, hey, I'm going and doing this. Because I want to know when somebody asks a question, I want to be able to answer it just like one of the guys that owns a tool truck would be doing, you know? And I go, that's what you do. I'm like, Antron's the best ambassador I've ever seen, because you can ask you pretty much any question about a Matco tool and you can spit it off just like you owned a tool truck.
Oh, absolutely I can. That's the whole nature of the beast, is because you got to be a part of it. You know what I mean? Like, when people talk about Matco, I use all their tools because I work on stuff myself all the time. That's what I do. You know what I mean? And the funny part for me is when I get to do all that, I laugh all the time because I'm like, guy comes up and they need to do this or do that. I say, oh, you know what you need to use? You need an impact gun. Did you ever use one of their new Infineon ratchets? You use a 1/4-inch drive because that gets in, or you break it loose and you can use that to get to it. Or I'll tell them some different stuff that I use or some new things that they have. And they're like, how you know? I said, because I use it. You know what I mean? I use everything they got. And it's a blast, and it's fun for me, is because when you get to represent a partner that you do and you work all the time, and when you get to do that, it's not working at all. It's easy because it's something that's a part of you already. And that's what makes it so special, man. And everyone on my car, I get to do all that stuff. I get to test drive all the Toyotas and rough ride them and do everything else, go to the proving grounds and do some different stuff with them. They're like, hey, babe, man, we'll take a new Tundra through. I was like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll do that. Absolutely. You know what I mean? So it's a lot of fun at the same time, but it's what you make of it. Because sometimes people will not have fun and they'll make it harsh and make it long days, or you can make it short and easy days and have fun what you're doing.
Yeah. So before we let you go, want a couple things. One of the, I guess, big storylines coming out. So obviously you won, but it was kind of a little bit bittersweet. I guess great send off. But let's talk a little bit about Mark Oswald. I know he's been a big part of your program, and obviously losing him, how's that affects things at AB Motorsport?
Man, it affects us in a big way. I mean, Mark's always been a brother to me. Older brother, family here. We learned so many great things. It's going to affect us for sure at the end of the day. We have people that's been here that's moving up and doing different stuff, but his knowledge is invaluable because he's got so much in his mind and in the tank and everything he does. So easygoing, so low key, low maintenance, no work, no nothing. And he'll work like a mule, man. Never stop. Makes different things. He's the modern day MacGyver. He could be at the racetrack and we got a lathe upstairs. That joker can whittle out anything and make anything. You give him a mill and a lathe, that man can make, fix anything you got. He'll pop the welder out, fix this, do that. He's an innovator engineer. And a lot of people don't even realize Mark is so quiet and settled. The reason why our top fuel chassis are the way they are is from him and a guy named Chuck Hasse, who made the first round nose top fuel dragster, which was one of our cars. They built the chassis and made the wing so much stronger in the front nose. They adapted and made it all the fuel cars like that afterward. That's something that him and Chuck Hasse's done years ago, that every fuel car has in the front nose now. So I look at all the stuff that Mark's been through and done, and I wish he wasn't retiring. I wish he could be here forever, man, but he's going to enjoy himself, and he's always going to come out. He's already coming out to some of the pro mod races with us. He's not done at all yet. I'm pretty sure he's going to come see us at some races and come hang out without a doubt.
Yeah.
And be a part of our deal.
Well, that being said, I guess Top Fuel's always been the pinnacle of NHRA drag racing. I mean, we've got to mention Funny Car also, but Top Fuel, I mean, where do you see the future of the class 5-10 years from now? I mean, you just told me you plan on racing for another 10 to 15. What direction do you think Top Fuel's headed?
Man, I can see Top Fuel, man, coming up here right now. It's going to – I can see it getting stupid good. You're going to see some monumental fields where you'll see more, like you see at some of the races we got now. We had like 26 cars at one race. We had 22 cars at one race and 20 cars at one race this year. So you're going to see some more fields like that. And I think you're going to see it grow with a whole new range of stars. You got a lot more teams that are helping other teams and get more people involved and more people want to come up and race. And you have the entry-level classes starting to fill up with a lot of talented drivers like A-Fuel and Alcohol Dragster and Alcohol Funny Car deal. And you're starting to see a lot more of them come to our sport doing what they need to do. And I think that you're going to start seeing the classes grow because of that.
So, obviously, capping off the season, you won the championship, you won at Pomona. I mean, that's always nice to win the championship and win the final race. Dude, so I got to ask, just on a personal level, I see you're on the podium. You got an In-N-Out Cup because they title sponsored the race. Did you get one of those, like, In-N-Out black cards where you get to go to In-N-Out for, like, a year and all you can eat for the year for free or anything like that out of that deal?
I didn't get that, man, but I need to get that card, bro.
That's what I was going to say, man. That's my first thing. I'm like, AB had to get some kind of one of those In-N-Out cards where you get – I know, like, Jimmy John's has the same thing with their athletes where you get free sandwiches as long as you got that card anytime you walk in. I'm like, man, AB needs to push for that.
Brother, I need one of those. Hey, I'm glad you said that. I need to talk to Lindsay at In-N-Out about that. I say, hey, since we won the championship, do we get like an In-N-Out card? Like I can walk up and say, bling, 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 yeah. Double, double, please.
You ever dip into the secret menu? That's the question. You ever dip into the secret menu at In-N-Out?
I have it. What's the secret menu when you get an extra patty and all that other stuff?
Yeah, you can get like three or four patties. You can add cheese or chili and cheese to your fries.
I saw the animal style fries with the chili and the cheese on it. Yeah, like I've seen that before. But I just get an In-N-Out double-double just with cheese and ketchup only. I'm a plain Jane guy. So, and then I get the fries.
Oh, man, I could talk burgers all day with you and racing, AB, but we got to let you go, my friend, and we got to take a short commercial break right here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And we are here to wrap things up on your favorite motorsports radio show, the General Tire Jim Beaver Show, powered by Vision Wheel. Obviously back here in national syndication, great. Honestly, want to throw this out into the Twitterverse, the Threadsverse, Instagram, wherever you're on social media. Hit me up at JimBeaver15. But, obviously I've had a ton going to start March. We started the show last week, but we're going to hit the ground running starting next week, and we're going to start cranking out some guests, some interviews, some shows, get back to what you guys love, all killer, no filler. So if you've got any suggestions on anything you want us to talk about, events, guests, anything like that, please hit me up on the socials and let me know. I would love to, obviously get you guys engaged, and you got any questions, whatever. But that being said, I am off to the Mint 400. I'll be hosting the live stream this weekend, all weekend long. So tune in Mint 400 on YouTube, and you can make sure and check that out. It's always fun to be out there. One of the crown jewels of off-road motorsport globally, and for whatever reason, I've been fortunate enough to be on the call Better part of the last decade as the color commentator because I've raced it so many times. So, man, definitely going to be fun. Big thank you to all of our partners out here, General Tire, Vision Wheel, Misadventure Life, Rigid Industries for keeping the show going on, Kawasaki Ford, everybody behind the scenes. Thank you. And, man, I am going to call it a day here on the General Tire Jim Beaver Show powered by Vision Wheel. I got to jump in my Bronco Jessica Jones and head out to the Mint 400. So we'll see you on Fremont Street here in about a day.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.